I've got the world's Peter Thompson in the studio with me. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Marco.
Peter's our editor and resident expert on all things environmental. In particular, you know a lot about a place called Lake Baikal in Siberia.
I do. It's the largest body of fresh water on the planet, and it's tucked way out there in Siberia, pretty much off the map for most of the world. There's this one gigantic lake that holds roughly a fifth of the world's liquid fresh water, which is roughly as much as all of our North American Great Lakes combined.
Wow.
And it's also home to somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 unique species that live nowhere else on the planet.
And Peter, you know all this in part because you wrote a book on Baikal a while back, Sacred Sea.
Yeah, Sacred Sea, A Journey to Lake Baikal. And one of the big questions I asked in that book was whether Russia could still basically avoid the kind of mistakes with this amazing wild place that we have made here in the West and much of the rest of the world with so many of our amazing wild places.
So, Peter, your book came out in 2007. That's a dozen years ago. Update us on how Russia is doing on that key challenge, keeping Lake Baikal from basically getting wrecked.
Unfortunately, Marco, not so well. Take a listen to this guy.
Right now, Baikal is experiencing very, very hard ecological crisis.
That is Oleg Timoshkin. He's in Irkutsk, which is very close to Baikal, and he's been studying Baikal for almost 40 years. I talked to him earlier this week via Skype, and he told me that the water around much of Baikal's shoreline is experiencing massive algae blooms. And he says those algae blooms have been linked to die-offs in a host of those unique Baikal species.
What's causing those die-offs?
Well, pretty simply, it's us. I mean, there's a growing human footprint along the shoreline, especially from tourism. And there's almost no decent sewage treatment plant anywhere in the region for all those people. Here's how Oleg Timoshkin put it.
All of the sewage purification systems around the lake, they are, how to say, old-fashioned. Second, they are broken for different reasons.
So basically, Marco, nutrients from the sewage from all those people, it's all been pouring into Baikal and essentially serving as fertilizer for all that algae. And just about all this is illegal, by the way. Russia has pretty good laws governing pollution around Baikal. They're just not being enforced.
So what is Russia doing about this?
Well, let me ask you, Marco, what would you do?
Well, I'd start by updating the sewage systems.
Yeah, that might be the common sense approach. But here's the thing. A few weeks ago, the Russian Ministry of Natural Resources released a proposal to address all that illegal sewage, not by cracking down on violations, not by putting money into upgrading sewage treatment plants, but by raising the limits on the amounts of pollution that can be released into the lake.
So they're just kind of moving the goalposts a little bit here. So what does the Ministry of Natural Resources in Russia say in defense of this proposed change?
Well, it's been hard to track down any direct comments from officials, but I have seen a few official documents related to the new rules. There's some standard language in there about the move being supported by scientific research, which Timoshkin tells me is just not true. The bottom line, though, is that even they basically seem to be saying, we're doing this because it's just too expensive to meet the current standards.
Wow. So what might happen now?
Well, despite this coming from a ministry in Putin's government, it may not actually be a sure thing. Timoshkin told me that public comments on the change as of earlier this week were something like 900-0 against it, for what that's worth in Russia. Then there's the question of Putin himself. Baikal is a UN World Heritage Site, and it is one of Russia's real crown jewels. And whether it's out of a genuine love for the place or just a political calculation, Putin has actually been a pretty strong defender of the lake. And so it's possible that even though his own ministry is putting this forward, he might yet put the kibosh on it.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of stories lately, Peter, about the pressure that tourism creates, not just at places like Lake Baikal, but many spots around the globe that tourists want to go to.
Yeah, tourism overload is a really huge problem. I mean, whether you're talking about cities like Venice and Amsterdam, or, you know, supposedly remote wild places like the Galapagos Islands, parts of Antarctica, we are loving them to death. And this is in addition to all the pressures being put on these places by climate change. This is something I wrestled with in writing my book. I was writing about how fragile the place was, but despite all my cautions, I really felt like I was still kind of encouraging people to go there. So, you know, I almost didn't write it, but then I did. And, you know, I'm still not sure that was the right call. But here's the thing, and I'll let Oleg Timoshkin make this last important point.
Baikal is still not killed.
Baikal is still not killed. I mean, the Russian government can still actually take steps to cut down on pollution from tourism and from local communities. And, you know, we have a responsibility here, too. We can make a difference. If people still want to go to places like Baikal, like the Galapagos, like Antarctica, one really important thing they can do is to make sure that the places they stay, the boats they travel on, really abide by the highest environmental standards. Ultimately, it's down to us.
The world's Peter Thompson, the author of Sacred Sea, A Journey to Lake Baikal. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.